We're very pleased to visit this morning with Captain Marcy Kuhn from the Port Huron Police Department. Captain, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Thank you for being here this morning. Always like to check in with the folks of the police department, see what's going on. And what's been going on lately is a lot of people rising through the ranks, right?
Yeah, we have some promotions coming up we're really excited about. Next Monday, we're promoting Sergeant Jeremy Young to Lieutenant. He'll be coming out of the Major Crimes Unit and go back on patrol for a little while. And Detective James Gilbert will become a sergeant on patrol. And then Officer Ryan Meinsberg will become a detective. So it's kind of really nice after you get a few years in a position to be able to change and switch things up and do something new. You know, it kind of keeps you energized.
But you've certainly done that, haven't you?
I've been really fortunate. This career has been wonderful for that. Yeah, every few years to get a different challenge.
Absolutely. So what is that process like? How does that all happen?
Well, it's long. It's a lot of studying. Mm-hmm. We have books that they have to read, a test that they have to take, a panel that they go in front of, people they interview, like different chiefs and captains from other agencies, and then they get judged by their peers, they get rated on their performance, they get scored by seniority, and then all those factors come together and they get kind of rated in a hierarchy based on that.
So it's not the chief coming up and tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, we want you to move up. It's a whole process, isn't
it? Maybe 100 years ago that's how it went, but not anymore.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, as people rise through the ranks and then as people retire, you need new blood, don't you?
We do, and we have three excellent ones we've got a hold of we're really excited about. Anthony Garska, he's a local Port Huron guy and a Marine, and he's in the Macomb Police Academy right now, and we're lucky to hire him in December, along with Hannah Yadden. She's a Marine City area girl, and she is actually a cadet at Marysville Police Department, so she's kind of been vetted through them that we got a good one here. So these two are coming through, along with Jesse Torres, and there's a lot of Torreses in town, but he's actually like a Sanilac County family, and he's fantastic. He's an Army vet himself, and just some really quality people coming forward, so we're really excited to have them.
Well, that's fantastic. It's competitive, isn't it, to try and get the best to come here, because there's a lot of other police departments that want to hire him, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're just scrambling against each other, you know, to try to get people to come to our agency. I mean, it's a big difference between becoming a trooper or a city cop or a county cop. So they kind of have to figure that out themselves and then start applying. And
So what's your pitch to a young, maybe somebody just coming out of college or the academy, or somebody that's looking for a job in law enforcement? What's your pitch to say, hey, come join us in the Port Huron Police Department?
Yeah, we always preach that we're a family here. You know, we're a close-knit group. You're not a number at Port Huron PD. We know your name. We know your family, you know. We like to try to do things together, look out for each other, you know, and we are big on training at PHPD. I mean, we train, we give the best equipment, uniforms, I mean, cars. We just really try to outfit an officer with everything they need to be safe and do a good job out there.
It starts at an early age for a lot of kids around here that are interested in a career in law enforcement. You can get that kind of experience even while you're still in high school, can't you?
Oh, yeah. There's just an article in the paper yesterday about Explorers. The Sheriff's Department just started out a new post, which is awesome. And we've had one for a while. So has Marysville. And we're trying to get them in high school, you know, get them interested and exposed to it, because, you know, most kids really aren't unless somebody comes and, kind of throws this career in front of them. And you know, some people kind of grow up wanting to be that since they're five or four, when they're little, but it's not always that way.
Yeah, exactly. And so if anybody has just even an inkling that they might be interested, to be able to get that kind of experience, to find out that they are, or maybe that they're not. Maybe that's a good experience if they say, you know what, I tried it, wasn't for me, I'm going to look for something else.
Absolutely. I didn't have the opportunity to be an explorer. I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. But I became a cadet, and I even threw that out in my interview. I said, I don't know if this is for me or not, you know, but after a short amount of time, I'm like, oh, this is for me. This mm-hmm. is right up my alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just gave a pay raise to them. They're just moved up from $10 an hour to 12, so we're trying to... You know, entice they're trying to battle college at the same time as a cadet, and some of them even have other jobs besides that job going. So we're just trying to be competitive and get good people in there so we can hire them as officers.
Yeah, that opportunity is there. I guess if somebody is interested in joining as a cadet, what do they need to do? Just contact the Port Huron Police Department?
Absolutely, yeah. And they can do a ride-along if they want to just test the waters that way. So explorers, cadets, ride-along, I mean, just give us a call and... Applications are online even.
And you know, and this is not the first time that we've talked about promotions. We talk about it quite a bit with Port Huron Police Department. Your chance to start as a cadet, as you did, as the chief did, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah.
And rise through the ranks. You can have a whole long career.
Oh, yeah. It's been wonderful. I mean, both the chief and I feel really fortunate to have been hired by Port Huron PD. They've been very, it's been a good place to work.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Marcy. Always good to see you. Happy holidays.
Okay, thanks. Same to you, Paul.
All right, thanks.